Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Luckett Pettis. I trust all of you had a wonderful weekend as we come to the final week of the Advent season. Right, let's start off in the Southwest Pacific, where two test matches are being played. One completed, the other still on track. Let's start off at what happened at the Adelaide Oval, in which Australia have retained the Ashes, beating England by 82 runs in the third test. Quick look at the scorecard. Australia 371 and 349. England made 286, but they batted better in the second, they say, bowled out ultimately for 352, conceding the win to Australia by 82 runs. Zach Crawley 85, Jamie Smith made 60, Will Jacks 47, Joe Root 39. But the rest of the batters, they all were under tremendous pressure. It was good to see Harry Brook getting among the runs. He made 30, Bryden Castle made 39. But end of the day, I think they did find it difficult to handle the seam attack of the mighty Aussies. Michelle Starc, 3 for 62. Pat Cummings, 3 for 48. And off-spinner Nathan Lyon always gets among the wickets. He took 3 for 72. Right, Pakistan have been crowned as the champions of the Asia Cup 50-over encounter concluded yesterday at the United Arab Emirates. They were surprisingly put into bat by India on a placid track. Just can't understand that reason. And Pakistan went on to make 347 runs for the loss of 8 wickets, with Samir Minas making 172. And sadly for India, under scoreboard pressure, were bowled out for 156, and they lost this game by a huge margin of 191 runs. Ali Raza, the seamer, took 4 for 62. So the newly crowned champions for 2025 in the under-19 50-over Asia Cup are Pakistan. Congratulations to Pakistan. Right, Sri Lanka women lost their game against the Indian women, the world champions, by a big margin of 8 wickets yesterday. Put into bat at Visakhapatnam, Sri Lanka women made 126 runs for the loss of 6 wickets. Vishmi Gunaratne top scored with 39. And India gets the target in 14.4 overs with Jemima Rodrigues, a star in the class of a right-hand batter for India women, unbeaten on 65. Right, we wind up with the scores at New Zealand. New Zealand in the second test against the West Indies made 575 in their first innings, declared the second innings on 306 for 5. West Indies made 420 in the first innings, so that's a decent reply. But they're struggling right now. They are on 95 for 4 a short while ago. Today is the fifth and the final day, and they trail by 367 runs. So that's it on our news update today from www.goforgold. On behalf of Luckett Pettis, my co-host, this is Brian Thomas signing off, wishing all of you a blessed week ahead. We'll see you again tomorrow at the same time. Till then, let's spin a little record for you, a Christmas carol for your listening pleasure.